Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm sleeping better. I wake up better. I was so groggy all the time. I didn't want to get up. When I wake up, I'm awake. I've got more energy. It's with my situation. I had two surgeries a year ago within 3 months. I had a hip replaced and a major back surgery. The circumstances where the surgeries were close together, and they knocked me down pretty good. And I'm feeling much stronger now. I just bought a bicycle, ready to start getting back into shape because I have the energy to do so.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys.
Freedom or free stuff. You only get to choose one. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, "Thanks, God. We'll take it from here."
They were rugged fellows.
They were men.
Oh, so glad to hear that clip. I love that John Wayne clip more than I can't even tell you how much I love it, because it speaks volumes about this country and the founding of this country. And I'm so grateful for this country, for my liberty. And I'm so grateful to have you listening. So I will be on C-SPAN Monday morning at 7:15 Mountain Time, 8:15 Central, 9:15 Eastern. Catch me there on Washington Journal. So excited to have you. And I've got this great, phenomenal guest, and he actually came into studio to surprise me, and I'm so happy. I can't even tell you. He's one of my true life heroes, and I don't have very many heroes, and so you can only imagine how happy this just made me. And I'm so grateful to have you, Don Fotheringham.
I'm really grateful to be here, but you know, you didn't give the right reason.
What's that?
I like to come into the office because some of your gestures are by hand.
I'm like an Italian.
and on
yeah,
the phone,
that's true.
I can't quite get those.
Yeah, that is the truth. Oh, I love it. I love it that you're here. He is the author of The President Makers. If you don't have this book, you need this book. This is like required reading for the show. The President Makers. And go to Amazon, get this book, because I am telling you, this is the 100 years of this is what the government truly did and has been, and their concerted effort and plan for 100 years, and it outlines all of it, and it's mind-blowing. You won't put it down, and I'm telling you, this is what you need to be reading. I'm so grateful for you, and I have to ask you, just because we are on the brink of Independence Day, not the 4th of July, Independence Day. We don't call Christmas December 25th. We don't undermine it. It's Independence Day. And I'm so grateful to you. Tell me about your thoughts for America, about America.
My thoughts for America got really serious during World War II. I was a little underage, but I weaseled my way into the Marine Corps. And it was the... what really amazed me was my fellow Marines were actually willing to die for freedom. they were willing to die. They knew that they had a very slim chance in some places, especially like Iwo Jima, where the death toll was incredible.
Right.
And I looked at these men, I looked at these bodies, and I thought that they knew that they were dying for freedom, for the Constitution and the principles of the United States. So that's where it began. So I've been, ever since the end of World War II, mm-hmm. I have been fighting for freedom in whatever context that it came up. Where I recognized things that would be harmful to the country, I would fight them deliberately. I would try to get people organized to, especially letters to Congress and so forth. So,
and meet with Congress.
Yes, and I met with congressmen. And
how many states did you meet with? Did you talk out of doing the Article 5 convention?
On the Article, I testified in 21 states on the Article 5 wow. convention. And as I've been doing that for 39 years. So,
oh, my.
Your friends on yeah. the air probably realize right. it's a pretty old guy sitting there.
Right. I love it, though. Are you kidding me? Oh, just the volumes of history you can talk to us about in this evolution of figuring out what was going on in this country, this concerted plan. Because in 2020, you came in and you had the funniest thing that you used to hand out about masks. And you knew right off the bat what was going on. How did you develop the skill to see through propaganda, Don, so quickly?
Oh, that's a good question, because I've known so many people who understood what was going on. But I have to give a great deal of credit to Robert Welch, who was the founder of the John Birch Society,
sure.
and to Ezra Taft Benson, who... all of his family members were members of the Birch Society. He was not permitted to join because mm-hmm. of his apostleship.
Mm-hmm.
But he really inspired me. He's written a lot of things.
An
An Enemy oh. Hath Done This.
Right, right.
Yeah.
An Enemy
Fantastic
Hath Done This.
Fantastic book.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how I really got my start.
And so 2020 came along, and you saw right through what was going on.
It was yeah. obvious, yeah.
yeah.
This is the difficult thing. What back in the 1960s, when I started getting interested in doing something,
mm-hmm.
The media played a rotten game on anyone who used the word conspiracy.
Right.
That was a forbidden word. Anyone who used the word conspiracy had to be an absolute idiot, a right-wing mm-hmm. Maniac.
Sure.
And they played that up so heavy and so hard, it was very difficult for me to get a public voice. And even still today.
Right.
Now what they've done, they've added a word to that called theory. See,
that's so
there's
true.
No such thing as conspiracy reality.
Yeah, or fact.
There's only conspiracy theory.
Right, even when they're saying it and you're just repeating it.
Yeah.
You're just the person repeating what they're saying. You're the conspiracy theorist, which
right.
cracks me up to no end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. But you started doing something, and I think a lot of people out there wonder if one person can make a difference. You certainly did that.
Well... I was not alone, but there were a lot of people, many, many people, who recognized that we had problems. We were losing our freedom. The federal government was getting too big,
mm-hmm.
Usurping powers that aren't authorized in the Constitution. And so it was not difficult to get people to understand that. They just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And before they started playing games with the electoral system, you could write to a congressman and get a reply. And
mm.
very often,
right.
they would admit that they've turned around on the issues that they were supporting, the unconstitutional measures that they
right.
were passing. And you could, if you got even 25 letters to a single legislator, they were afraid they wouldn't get reelected if they didn't jump on the Constitution. So that was important.
So when did the party become the big institution that pretty much assured them they were going to be elected in no matter what they did?
I don't really know.
probably in the last, it'd have to be probably in the last like 40 years, don't you think?
Yeah, and maybe even less than that, maybe 30. The media was our big enemy all along.
Yeah.
The national media was so full of fake news and also so reluctant to give praise where it was due to people. For example, Ezra Taft Benson, who was as high up as you can get, he was actually the president of the LDS Church. He didn't get any break in the media.
Yeah.
They ignored him.
Yeah.
And even today, it's hard to find any of his fantastic quotations on what was going on.
But, and he worked for the government. He was secretary.
He was Secretary of Agriculture for Eisenhower. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And
so he saw firsthand.
Firsthand is
the
right.
Shenanigans.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So.
And I think who was it that wrote the book, The Politician? Was that Benson?
No.
Robert Welch wrote the book, The Politician, and that was all about the conspiracy within the government. A fantastic book.
Once you saw, because you were witnessing the advent of the United Nations and the CIA, is that when everything went on steroids?
The UN didn't help matters any, but I'll have to admit, I got suckered in.
Right, right.
It just sounded so great that we're going to, now the whole world is going to be on the right side. I didn't realize the UN at that time was supposed to be the center of world government.
And
I didn't catch on to that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people did, because I wouldn't see that coming. I mean, at that time in history, you wouldn't see it. You would think they meant it. They were for peace, but we've had nothing but peace since the advent of the United Nations.
Yeah.
Wow. What characteristic are we missing as people? What do we need to improve?
We need to go by our initial impulse. What we'll do, people, and American people are wonderful this way. They'll have a hunch. They'll have a feeling.
Right.
And then, that's a little too wild. I'm going to throw it out.
Yeah, that little voice inside telling you the truth.
American people have to listen to that voice. That voice does not lie. There's a spirit with it. Mm-hmm. It speaks not to the ears, but it speaks to the heart.
Right. Right. It's a God-given thing.
Yeah. That's what we need to listen to.
Absolutely. So you wrote The President Makers, and you had to go into books that were, in people's basements, because they're not even in print anymore. And that's what I love about Don. He was willing to do it. And you were willing to battle that out for years and years to write The President Makers so that you had the documented proof. I just applaud that.
I bought over 100 old history books, old hardcover books.
Wow.
And my wife kind of raised her eyebrows.
Well, I'm sure.
We need a few other things, Don.
Not another history book. Yeah. But you did.
The reason I did that, I wanted... I could have copied a lot of people. I could have emulated what they had said.
Right.
But I wanted it directly from people who were observing the conditions of America in the 1920s, 1930s, and 1940s. That was before authors started appealing to readers rather than truth.
Interesting.
They're appealing to readers. My books are amazing. They're absolutely amazing. The things that they knew...
that just never got told again.
Were never repeated, or at least that particular author was discredited. And our students were advised not to pay any attention to people like that.
Jeez. We're going to come right back with Don Fotheringham. Now you know why he's one of my heroes. And he's the author of The President Makers. And you have to put in Don Fotheringham when you put in that title. It's so eye-opening. I can't express enough how necessary it is right now, especially to start to see through. It'll help you really develop the skill of seeing through the propaganda, because it goes through all the decades and you can kind of see where we went wrong. We'll be right back. More with Don Fotheringham when we come back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My country, tis thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I see. Land where my fathers died. Land of the pilgrim's pride.
Favorites. Makes me cry every time I hear it. Such an emotional song by Abby Anderson, and Let Freedom Ring, My Country, Tis of Thee. Go ahead and put that on your playlist for this weekend, and that little reminder of God and country. So welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure and get over to MyPillow and support the show, and Mike Lindell. And I'll tell you what, the best products I've had in bath and bedding and everything else have been from MyPillow. Who knew, right? You've seen the commercials, they're a little dorky, but then they have the best products. So I just could not believe, I was blown away by the quality. They really pick the highest in quality. So go over there and get up to 90% off, up to 90% off using the code Kate. And I'd really appreciate that. Thank you. Keeps this show on the air. And my guest is Don Fotheringham, World War II vet. He was so instrumental in saving our country from the last Article 5 convention that we almost had. And he went around to 21 states to really educate them and make sure that they were not going to pass something that would give the wolves the access to the hen house the way they wanted it, and to be able to change the Constitution. Can you imagine the people in Washington today getting their hooks on the Constitution? I can't. It just baffles me that anybody would want that. So Don is with me. Welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you.
Such a blessing to have you. Yeah. And also author of The President Makers. So we were talking about the country, and you know, you're in your 90s.
I am 95.
95. I just am blown away. You just don't seem 95 to me. And here you are.
There's a reason for it.
God, I just love you.
Knows what needs to be done, and yeah, that's the only reason I'm still here.
I just love that. Don't you just love his? Just, I mean, I know you're feeling this through the listening right now, but he's just that amazing. So, what would you tell the youth right now? What would you tell the youth?
I would tell them to learn from original sources. I would tell them to make notes of what their teachers tell them, and so they can get good grades, but do it for the grade, not for the truth.
Interesting. You're right on.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to tell my kids that.
You're right on the money.
My kids would say, hey, the teacher wants me to da-da. Well, you say what the teacher wants.
You play their game.
Yeah, but don't forget what you really believe.
Oh, I love that. That's so true, though.
Yeah.
That we're in a time when that is the truth.
Yeah.
Do you worry right now? Do you worry we can't get there? We can't do... I mean, how far... Is it far gone or you saveable?
I've never been as much worried about the country as I am today. If had it not been for the fake voting in the last...
Yeah, the election fraud.
Election fraud. It had to be an election fraud. Yeah. And I'd like to explain why.
Okay.
If it was mostly... If we had to prove election fraud from auditing all the counties that mm-hmm. had questionable, it would take forever. But we can know immediately that it was fraud because Biden is such an idiot. And the American people are not that dumb.
Right.
They're not right. that...
He was a joke for 45 years. Yeah. I mean, he was the butt of jokes for 45 years.
Yeah. And not only a fraud, but he's a crook. Mm-hmm. He and his son have stolen millions, maybe even billions, I don't know how much, from the taxpayers and from their so-called foreign aid.
Which, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to mm-hmm. call it, yeah. But... As I mentioned earlier, just listening to him, he'd forgotten what town he was in. He forgot who he was campaigning against. he forgot what the policies were that he was supposed to be reciting. So how did he get in the White House? He could only have gotten in the White House through voter fraud. No other way.
Right.
Because last time, and I honestly believe that Hillary had voter fraud all set up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she was so arrogant.
Right.
She was sassy and arrogant and flaunting herself around because she knew the cheaters had arranged the White House for her.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, no one in the world could have imagined, and that was that people like you and me, who knew Donald Trump and knew that our lives were better off ever since he came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the polls in droves more than ever before to vote for Real American.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary was totally shocked.
Yeah.
Totally. And she never did get over it.
Yeah.
What went wrong, you guys? We had it all fixed.
Well, yeah. Well, the media was telling her tale that that was all that was believing in it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, that
so it's obvious.
Yeah, it is. You don't really need all the audits. All you need is a little brain.
Little brain.
One would have voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah, out of all of them.
Out of all of them.
Right.
And now that he's president, he's not the president.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else is the president. His cabinet is loaded with CFR members,
mm-hmm.
and they were there from the day he got there.
Right.
So when he comes before on the microphone with his little notes here,
mm-hmm.
and can't even read them straight,
mm-hmm.
it came from this group of 37 CFR members. They're telling him, here's what you do,
right.
here's what
right.
you say.
Hillary called it the mothership. I get my orders from the mothership.
Yeah.
She admits it. I mean, yeah. it's her yeah. speaking. And so when people talk about the communists or the globalists taking over this country, really running it, who's running it in your estimation?
I call them the insiders.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book, I show they began in 1921,
mm-hmm.
but actually there was the group that got Wilson into the White House after Wilson's lost the last election. I believe it was 1920. When he lost, that's when they said, we better get organized, and they formed the Council on Foreign Relations. So ever since that time, the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, has dictated to our presidents. I've got them named in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Every insider who influenced Wilson and Roosevelt and Truman and so forth, right up the who told them what to say, what to do, and so forth, are in the president makers. Those president makers are still alive, and they were so absolutely distressed that we beat them out and got Trump elected.
Mm-hmm.
Now they no longer hide. They're no longer hiding.
Right.
They're
just saying what they're going to do.
Hey, we're destroying this country, whether you like it or not. That's what's going on right now.
And here's the plans. Here's the Great Reset. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And if you say anything, you're a conspiracy theorist, but we're going to tell you what we're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Don't repeat what we're saying. Just, just indulge yourself with what we're about to do to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You asked me the question, and I wish I could answer, because had this been before the last election, I could have given you an answer.
Mm.
But if they have bought so many people and such a high level of wickedness exists in our voting system within the United States, I don't have an answer for that.
Mm.
I do not have an answer.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, even if the number of people, I think Trump had something like 70 million votes the last time, even if it were 140 million votes, and they cheat on the count, we still lose.
Right.
So I do not know how to all I know is what we're doing right now,
right,
which is extremely valuable, getting the word out to as many people as we can that the country is being run by our enemy. The enemy is in the White House and doing everything he can, whether anybody likes it or not, to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's reading his notes from the CFR very roughly, but generally.
Yeah, and then going off script and telling us inflation is our strength as a country. Yeah. Being broke is our strength.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. Yeah. And I'm sure that you just can't believe what's happened even in this last 2 years.
I can't. I cannot believe it. Yet, what I'm disappointed about is that the CFR surfaced. Trump forced them to the surface. They didn't know what else to do. Otherwise, they're going to have four more years of Trump. And Trump was absolutely destroying the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he didn't make any mistakes, and not that he couldn't have been a little more tactful. And, you know, we're not worried about that. He was true to himself. And he spoke what he would speak in among mm-hmm. his friends in the mm-hmm. in the cocktail lounge, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on the level. Mm. And they had to get rid of him, no matter what.
Yeah. I know that, gosh, I have so many questions for you. This country, I was just looking at the words, you know, of that song coming in. And I just wonder, with the founding, what inspires you when you look back at the founding of this country? What do you wish people knew about the founding?
Well, in the first place, I wish they knew that it wasn't a bunch of good guys who knew they were going to do something. I honestly believe they were inspired by God.
Yeah.
No country has ever been founded like America. And the Articles of Confederation mm-hmm. were not working for us, and they
right.
had to do something. And when they met, they didn't know exactly what they were going to do, but they knew that it had to be people-oriented. Our founders understood a principle that a lot of people don't understand today, and that is the fact that the general population of the United States is a higher authority than anything they created.
Mm-hmm.
They created Congress. They created the presidency. They created the Constitution of the United States. They created all of the state constitutions. And those constitutions appoint elected officials or provide for elected officials to operate within certain limits. That's what people don't understand. The founders discussed between themselves, should we make a list of what the government can do or can't do?
Mm-hmm.
And when they figured out that there's so many
no
things
way.
The government
yeah.
can't do, we could never list them all. So the Constitution is only what the government can do.
If so it's not important
there,
to know.
If it's not there, they can't do it.
What an important lesson. Be right back. We'll be right back. More with Don Fotheringham, author of The President Makers, World War II vet. We don't have too many vets still. And I'm so grateful for his life's work. I hope that I can in somehow, some way, live up to the kind of life that he has led in liberty. Be right back with Don Fotheringham. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with light from above. America, my my home.
Back here with you on the Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad you're joining us. That's Ben Honeycutt, God Bless America, acoustic version, and love that. And it's so heartfelt. Just so heartfelt. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, my guest, Don Fotheringham, the amazing Don Fotheringham, author of The President Makers, required reading for the show. And also get over to balanceofnature.com. You'll love that product. It'll help shore up your immune system for whatever they throw at us. And you need to get healthy. You need to get healthy because we need all hands on deck. So make sure you're going to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, and get 35% off and free shipping. And it's guaranteed. You know, you're going to love it. So end of story. Like, you're going to love it. You're going to feel it, and you're going to feel better. And those nutrients, 31 fruits and vegetables, are going into your system. So just order it. It's so fantastic. So I was just thinking about the words to that song, and I can't imagine, looking back on your life, Don, and all the impact that you've had, all of those things, and looking back at your love for country since you were a boy, who instilled that in you?
I'll have to give a great deal of credit to my grandparents at a very young age. They were very patriotic. They made sure the flag was out on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And had a great deal of respect for legislators who were who adhered to the Constitution, and they let me know at a very early age, and that's probably why I, when World War II broke out, I was so...
You were 16.
I was 16. Actually, I was 15, and when I turned 16, then I...
Oh, my gosh.
I was 15 when the war broke out, but I turned 16.
Were you afraid?
Not in the least.
What?
Absolutely not in the least. I could hardly wait to get in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
it was the worst part of the Marine Corps was boot camp.
I'll bet.
I've never been bossed around so much in my life.
I haven't been bossed around.
I didn't realize that that was part of the game.
That would be hard.
Yeah,
That'd be hard for me.
Hard, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I want to mention something.
Sure.
Mike Lindell, I think he's a fantastic person.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have his...
My pillow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you see, he, after all the big media and all of the big consumers
mm-hmm.
dumped him, he has not given up. He's pursuing the same principles that he started out with that got him in trouble. And and I think he's just a fantastic person.
Love it.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
You know, you've done a lot of work on the Article 5 Convention, and a lot of people are selling it as a solution. And you think exactly the opposite.
Yes.
Did you want to describe that?
Yes, I think it's important. Article 5 is a section of the Constitution. There are seven sections in the Constitution. Article 5 is extremely short. It's the shortest clause in the entire Constitution. And therefore, it is misunderstood. That's one reason. Another mm-hmm. reason it's misunderstood is because so many people are lying about it. That doesn't help
right,
us any.
Right, right.
But Article 5 provides for two methods of amending the Constitution. One is by proposals from Congress, and the second method is by proposals from a convention of the people. And up to now, in all of our 234 years,
mm-hmm.
all amendments have come through the first method. We have never had a convention. They've all come through Congress, and they've been ratified by the states. But all of those amendments are not necessarily good ones.
Right.
But at least we do not endanger the Constitution that way. Now, why has there never been an Article 5 convention for 234 years?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is simple. There is no way to control it. It cannot be controlled, and therefore, when it occurs to people that are pushing it for an Article 5 convention or think maybe they need to amend the Constitution for one reason or another, they stop and think, wait a minute, a convention is superior to the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
So if the state applies through Article 5 for a convention and writes down the reasons for it, those reasons have absolutely no force because the state is not higher than the convention. They're telling their boss what to do, and they cannot do that. That's why an Article 5 convention cannot be controlled. Now, in 1787, we were really blessed. We had Washington and Hamilton and James Madison. We had the really great men there. Mm-hmm. Who would we have there today?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, Pelosi? Look at the wolves getting in their special interest, writing them into the Constitution.
Yeah, can you imagine what they would do to it today? And what the promoters of the convention, we call it a con-con. It was Phyllis Schlafly came up with that term.
Yeah, con-con.
Con-con. They are promoting a con-con, claiming that we need to amend the Constitution because the federal government has too much power. That is the stupidest statement they could possibly make because it's the disobedience to the Constitution that's causing the government to have so much power. So
you're right.
They're going to do what?
Yeah. I mean, it has nothing to do with the real problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, behind this, there are some very dishonest people who are working to get their hands on the Constitution, and that is really sad.
Right.
Because they're appealing to our best state legislators. Mm-hmm. It has to be called through the state, to the state governments. And they need 34 states. Mm-hmm. In 1983, they were up to 32.
Jeez, close.
That was 39 years. That's when I jumped in. Mm-hmm. I've been fighting this for 39.
Right.
We were two states away. I thought,
oh my gosh.
So in fighting it then, we had to fight it in two ways. Mm-hmm. Phyllis Schlafly was in it. She was. Mm-hmm. She recognized it immediately. It was a horrible thing to do.
Right.
And when we started fighting, the people would say, or the legislators would say, well, don't you want us to honor our oath of office? Mm-hmm. Don't we believe the Constitution is inspired?
Mm-hmm.
And
so why was it put in there? That's what they always say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's not, why was it put in there? Because Article 5 is different from all the other articles. Mm-hmm. It's the only article in the Constitution that neither prohibits nor advises. It is simply everything in Article 5 is optional. You want to amend the Constitution or don't you?
Right.
If you don't want to amend it, that doesn't mean you don't believe it. It might mean you believe it and even more.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using this line that if you don't go for an Article 5 convention, you're not honoring your oath of office. I think our state legislators need to get that clear because a lot of them fall for it and they say,
all over the country.
Yeah, all over the country. They fall for it. And amazingly, me and a lot of other people have been holding them off in
different states.
In different states, we've held them off and we've got some rescinded and then we've got some blocked when they're trying to pass them. But the Convention of States, which they call themselves, the Convention of States Action, always comes back with a new lie.
Mm-hmm.
The newest lie is that James Mason, who was one of our founding fathers, wanted Article 5 in there because he knew the day would come when the federal government would be out of control and this would be the means for the state legislature to bring it back under control.
Jeez.
Every word of that is a lie. That is not in any of the records. Believe me,
and you've been through them.
I've been through them.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's really unfortunate.
Jeez, just a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, they've worded it in many different ways that this is what our founding fathers wanted you, the state legislators, to do. And if there is a state legislator listening, I hope you will help your colleagues to understand that that is an absolute fraud. Right. Somebody wants to get their hands on the Constitution and it's probably not our friends.
Amen. You know, what do you think when people say a living, breathing Constitution?
Well, I have to agree with them.
Really?
Yes.
I'm shocked. Okay.
Yes, I have to agree with them. It is living and breathing. As far as it, the document itself is concerned, there's mm-hmm. nothing in the document that's missing. Mm-hmm. For example, they'll say, well, you've got to have a balanced budget amendment. Well, let's back up on this a minute. Does the Constitution list the powers the federal government has? Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, then why are they in the environment? Why are they in
all the regulatory three-letter agencies?
It's all these mm-hmm. bureaucracies that are running up the budget. Mm-hmm. So if they only did what the Constitution tells them to do, the budget, they'd have money left over. There'd be no such thing as a unbalanced budget.
Right.
So that doesn't. You don't need a balanced budget amendment. You just need them to obey the Constitution as they have it.
Yeah.
Then they'll bring up term limits. Oh, don't you know, we got to get these guys out of there. They're in there too long. We got to get rid of them. Well, what they're not telling our legislators is that we had term limits. We had term limits under the Articles of Confederation. It was a complete flop. Mm-hmm. We had a perpetual lame duck Congress, and the congressmen didn't care what they, how much they stole or how crooked they were, because they didn't have to face the voters again.
Right.
So they got all they could while they were in there. So
elections are term limits.
the election is the term limits. Yep. Finally, they gave us that ballot box, and that's our term limits. So these are the things that are being misrepresented that need to be corrected, and I hope there are some state legislators listening who understand this.
Sure.
And if you've voted yes for that, help get it rescinded.
Love it. As we're coming on to Independence Day, I know you'll be probably watching fireworks and involved in the day. What will you be thinking on Independence Day?
I don't watch the fireworks.
No?
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
It might sound a little bit crazy, but I was under a lot of fire. I can't stand fireworks because it reminds me of the war. Mm. It reminds me of the battlefield. When artillery or any kind of shell would go over, you could hear it, you know, you could hear it going over your head. And I complained to my commanding officer. I said, I can't sleep at night. I hear, he says, don't worry about it. He says, the one you don't hear that gets you.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Oh, tell me about how you feel. We have about a minute left. Tell me how you feel right now and what you would tell people to do right now in their circle of influences.
I would say, number one, get your voting personnel under some kind of an oath, because that's where the cheating is taking place right now, and these people are being paid off big time. If you don't get the voting back, it won't make any difference. If we can't elect good people, if we can't elect constitutionalists, we're not going to save our country. So we have to get honesty at the ballot box. We have to get good people in our Secretary of State's position, who controls that. And to make darn sure that the count is accurate.
Right. Right. County commissioners need to step up, make some changes, and do something for their country instead of just lip service. So all over the country, they could solve that problem.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for you, Don. I really am. And I just want you to know what a gift you are, and grateful that you came on, because you're just... You know, you're just a breath of fresh air, and I really appreciate your love of country and your understanding of liberty as you fought for it your whole life through. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll be back later on with Don a little bit more in the program. Glenn Beck coming up next. And, of course, stay with us, KateDalyRadio.com. Don't go anywhere. Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.